This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Go joining you in that fight for freedom on What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanlon. Later this hour, we're going to chat with Rich Warden, who is the Senate Majority Leader in North Dakota. The special session coming up in a matter of days. We'll get his take on that. We also are pleased to be joined by the Executive Director of the North Dakota School Board Association here momentarily. We told you earlier that three states have opted out of the National School Board Association over a letter that was sent to the Attorney General and the Department of Justice, and has now been the subject of an apology from the National School Board Association. So that, plus your calls, questions, comments on any and all of the above today on What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-258-0550. Text us 701-237-1590. What is it today, the 27th of October?
It is.
Guess what? In a few days, this incredible deal from Action Movers offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota will have to end. The lowest advertised rate they've done in 20 years, it's $99 per hour for two men and a truck. All you have to do is mention Scott. That deal's going away. The good news is you have until Friday to book that deal. So if you'd like to at least schedule a move and you've been thinking about, hey, that deal is incredible, $99 an hour for two men and a truck. Lowest local move rate, best movers in the state, professionally trained, background checked, Action Movers. They've been doing this since 1932, family-owned, veteran-owned. So give them a call today and get that move scheduled at that great rate, 566-5532, 566-5532. Just mention Scott to take advantage of the offer. Pleased to welcome Alexis Baxley, the Executive Director of the North Dakota School Board Association, on a busy week. They have their annual meeting coming up. Alexis, thanks for taking the time. Alexis, can you hear me? Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking some time today. I know it's a busy week with your annual meeting coming up, so glad to have you on the show to chat for a couple of minutes here. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the annual meeting will be addressing this issue or if it's come up yet, but we noted earlier that Ohio and Pennsylvania and Missouri School Board Associations had all dropped their membership in the National School Board Association because of this letter where they said, domestic terrorism was a threat with parents coming to school board meetings. Astonishing, a letter, and they've now had to apologize for that. So, first of all, has there been discussion in the North Dakota School Board Association about their letter, and your reaction to that would be what?
Yeah, so we certainly have, unfortunately, spent quite a bit of time on that in the last few weeks. North Dakota School Boards Association has always believed in local control. That's who we are, and that's what we're about. And local control, by definition, is the participation of parents and community members in the governing process. I think, that's what North Dakota is about. We are a strong local control state, and that's something that we have always believed in and always supported. And so, we have certainly been frustrated by the letter that NSBA sent out. Like other state associations, we were not contacted or given an opportunity to review or provide feedback on the letter. Had we been able to do that before it went out, we certainly would have disagreed with both the contents and tone of that letter.
What do you think happened? How did that letter go out that they've now apologized for? Is this meddling politically from the White House? They send this letter, then immediately after that, the Department of Justice comes out and says they were looking at this. What happened, do you believe?
Yeah, you know, Scott, I don't want to speculate. I certainly wasn't in D.C. to see how things went down, but I think at the end of the day, you know, like NSBA's apology letter said, it was a failure in processes. When you're a national association that represents, I think at that point, 48 states, you know, you need to have processes in place to ensure that things that go out adequately represent your membership. And whatever happened, whatever prompted it, certainly there was a failure in that regard.
Because of that, Ohio, Missouri, and Pennsylvania have now said we're terminating our membership with the National School Board Association. Will North Dakota do that?
You know, we've had some conversations here in the office, Scott, and we paid our dues for this year months ago. And so our feeling right now is that rather than walk away and leave those dues on the table, we'd like to work with NSBA and the remaining members to sort of right the ship and get NSBA on track and bring those North Dakota and Midwest values really to D.C. and that national organization. When it's time to re-up our dues next year, we will certainly have to evaluate if progress has been made or if we're still in the place right now and at that point make a decision.
When you say right the ship, is there been other concerns that you've had about the National School Board Association representing North Dakota values?
You know, not specifically. I just think that this letter has been an existential crisis for the organization, and it's going to take some work to get back on track.
And what are the dues? What do they cost you a year?
You know, I don't have the exact number off the top of my head. I know the dues formula is revenue-based, so North Dakota pays significantly less dues than other larger states with larger state associations, but I don't know that number off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
What value do you get for that?
Yeah, so, you know, generally NSBA provides a lot of education opportunities for board members. They provide networking opportunities, but the biggest bulk is assistance for me and my staff. You know, we have a small staff here. There's only five of us. To stay on top of all of the federal issues in education, you know, the ESSER funding that came in during COVID, all of the different COVID requirements that were being put on schools, it's really helpful to have some folks in D.C. who are focused on that work and able to provide that information to us in a more timely basis than we would be able to as a staff of five in North Dakota.
The spark for this has been opposition to critical race theory. That's what's gotten the most attention and you know, conversations in places that have gotten rather heated. Where people, you know, just say, we should not be teaching this in our classrooms. Does the North Dakota School Board Association have a position on critical race theory?
So, Scott, we don't have a position on critical race theory because, to our knowledge, critical race theory is not being taught in North Dakota schools. You know, I've been through our standards, our state standards put out by our State Department a couple of times since this conversation came up, and I have been unable to find anything in those state standards that, to me, is critical race theory. You know, that said, if your listeners disagree with me, I would encourage them to talk to their local superintendents and their local school boards and to find out what's going on.
We've had documented cases where it has been used in-service. You have a Fargo school board member that supports it. Certainly there are efforts out there. In fact, Merrick Garland's son-in-law is part of an effort offering that as a service to schools. While you say you don't have documented cases of it being taught now, what about the theory entering the curriculum and some of the things that are happening and standards where it is infiltrating the curriculum? Is that something you oppose?
You know, certainly we would oppose to you know, critical race theory being taught to elementary students, it's a, to my, what I understand critical race theory to be, is a high level college concept that absolutely would be inappropriate for, K-12 education. I have not been part of any discussions personally where, that has been added to curriculum or standards here in North Dakota.
Last quick question. How robust was the debate about whether or not to opt out of the School Board Association nationally?
Well, you know, we have not had a board meeting since the fiasco occurred. We do have one coming up, so I anticipate we'll have further discussion at that point in time.
Appreciate you joining us on last-minute notice here to discuss this today. Alexis, thank you very much.
Yep, thanks, Scott. Have a good day.
Alexis Baxley, who is the executive director of the North Dakota School Board Association, and let's hope they are able to fix the mess and or opt out at some point. Brought to you today by our friends at DAC Diesel. Have you heard about this great 4-plus additive product they have, the Turbo Cleaner, super clean, anti-gel? It has saved folks tens of thousands of dollars of repairs. So if you're concerned about your diesel engine, good way to prevent some big-dollar repairs. Get to DACDiesel.com to find out more or call them at 258-5011. More after this.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at High Plains. Apache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Action Movers.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bills on my mindset, I can't deny it. Getting higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying.
All right, back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by Gateway Building Systems. You need grain storage. You need it now. Gateway to the Rescue. They're in West Fargo, Fergus Falls, Jamestown. And they have grain bin storage in stock right now. And still some good discounts on that. Call them at 800-747-4499. Go to gatewaybuilding.com. Here's one thing you can be assured of. 60 years of service means you're going to get five-star service. These folks have a hard-earned reputation as a design-build contractor. So the reliability, the quality, the experience, the safety above all, they got you covered. Commercial farm grain equipment storage, commercial buildings, they got what you need. Number one Brock Ben dealer in the U.S. That's pretty cool. GatewayBuilding.com, GatewayBuilding.com. Doug in Moorhead, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Scott. I was just listening to that interview with the representative from the school board. I guess my problem is they never really answer the question directly. You asked if about any of this CRT being used in school, and she kind of danced around and described her understanding of critical race theory as college curriculum level stuff, and it's not really appropriate for elementary school, but she didn't really give you an answer. And the key is they rebrand things to try and dance and evade angry parents. So now the code words they're using, they're rebranding it as equity and inclusion, or diversity, equity, and inclusion, to fly under the radar, because you and I all know that nobody can oppose inclusion and diversity and equity. It sounds so lovely, right?
Well, if you but do, you're racist.
If you stand up and criticize them, you are opposed to equity and inclusion. But it's all just rebranding the same crap, Scott.
Yeah, you're exactly right. By the way, we've seen this movie before. Remember Common Core?
Oh, exactly.
So they don't call it Common Core anymore. That became a lightning rod term. So then they just, you know, all those exercises, all that stupidity is still there. They didn't get rid of it. And I think you're exactly right, Doug. They just called it something else. Very good
point. Well, I got an email from Moorhead High. They have they've hired somebody as the director of equity and inclusion, which is the code words for critical race theory is still being used.
What does the director of equity and inclusion do? I'd hope every teacher, every administrator gets up every day and say, hey, we gotta include everyone, and we want to treat everyone fairly. I mean, come on, this should be in the DNA. You don't need...
It is in the DNA, and we've been saying that for decades. It's content of character, not color of skin. It is that.
Doug's exactly right, though.
It's all about the wording and the narrative and the script.
Exactly right.
Propaganda.
And we were told before, critical race theory not being taught in North Coast schools. Oh, wait a minute. In service in the Bismarck school system, teaching it. The administrative leaders bringing in a speaker, preaching it. Fargo school board member supporting it. Attorney General of the United States got a son-in-law who's peddling the curriculum nationwide. Minnesota, World War II out, transgender in. You know, I mean, this is not a pig and a poke. But as soon as you raise your voice to say, wait a minute, I want this. Whoa, you're, you know what you're doing there? You're doing domestic terrorism. This is the National School Board Association, thankfully, getting rebuked because they got caught. So did the Attorney General. He got caught. And
we've had diversity and inclusion and equity and equality all for decades. And we've had it. We haven't had to talk about it. We've had it. It's there. We've worked our way towards it, and we attained those goals.
John Cornyn is the senator from Texas. He's questioning Merrick Garland. This is a hearing that's happening right now at the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, saying, look, you realize you write a memo like that, you're going to have a chilling effect on people coming to school boards, right?
Prosecution would have on parents' exercise of their constitutional rights to be involved in their children's education.
Don't believe it's reasonable to read this memorandum as chilling anyone's rights. It's about threats of violence, and it expressly recognizes the constitutional right to make arguments about your children's education.
As senators are going back and forth for votes during this time, but I have to try to keep to...
Let the record reflect the Attorney General refused to answer the question.
let the record reflect that the senator from Texas was allowed to go over his allotted time, Senator Klobuchar.
Thank you very much.
Enough out of her.
And Klobuchar...
I can't even stand
it. Your senator, Kevin, Klobuchar, said, no, this is, you know, everything was fine here. You just want to have meetings about this.
First, I would ask us,
can
you provide any specific threats that were issued to any school board members anywhere in the country, specifically, and what was the threat exactly?
Texter says, fact, Isaiah McGee has been in Bismarck giving CRT seminars. Correct. I brought that up. And the Bismarck School Board has refused to address that. School Board Association Executive Director Town sounds like a typical liberal waffling. Adam says the tenets of critical race theory are absolutely being spread through the school system via diversity, inclusion, and equity programs, DIE.
There you go.
This is the sleight of hand the left uses, claiming CRT is a college-level course, so of course it's not being taught in elementary schools. Makes my blood boil every time I hear that garbage.
What Doug said exactly.
Texter says, I don't know about you, Scott, but that interview was a complete waste of time. I feel her responses were BS. I'm glad she came on. I'm glad she's, you know, at least on record as saying we don't want CRT taught in our schools. So we can play the word salad game. And I think what I heard is, look, we already paid the National School Board Association, so we're going to get at least a little something out of that and however they represent us, but we're going to be part of fixing it. So... if something needs fixing, it's not exactly doing the job. You know what I mean? Tom in Portland's been waiting to weigh in here. Tom, you are next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. With regard to the doctor, do you have a phone number or something? I'd kind of like to talk to them, talk some things over. I am an airline pilot in fear of losing my job due to this shot. The exemption forms have just come out. Natural immunity, which I have, is not going to be considered. I've been told that with regard to the religious exemption thing. I just kind of like to talk it over and talk over this form because there's a number of questions in there that look like there clearly are games being played. So,
oh, come on. You can't. Yeah, you can't. Sure. They wouldn't be setting a trap for you at all, Tom, would they?
Yeah.
Now,
on the other hand, I have heard from the so-called union and they claim not one of these has been denied. So that's good news. I don't know anything else.
Well, I think that's appropriate. I think if you're going to have an exemption, health care, religious exemption, health reason, religious exemption, then you ought to grant it. And I applaud Sanford for doing that. You know, they were very robust about those. I haven't heard anybody that had their legitimate request for an exemption from Sanford Health denied. Good for them. That's why you have an exemption. And, you know, we still had 90% of people that said we're going to do this. If you go to americasfrontlinedoctors.org.
Just on the website,
Yeah, they have it. Do you have an email address you say, Kevin?
I do. It's R-A-M-E-R-L-I-N, R-Amerlin, at chpnet.org.
That was the doctor we just talked to.
Yep, that was the one we just talked to.
Dr. Richard Amerlin. If you hang on off the air, Tom, we'll get that to you, okay? Hang on a moment. Yep. We'll get you that actual email address. But you can go to America's Frontline Doctors as well. Yep. Charlie Kirk, freedom at charliekirk.com, is offered to help folks as well. So I'd suggest an email to him as well. More coming up.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we are here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 118 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota, 80 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County, and 620 acres of excellent crop and hunting land in Ramsey County. And don't forget the Dennis Johnson Equipment Estate Auction on October 27th in Kenmare, North Dakota, featuring John Deere Tractor Straightliner Semi and the McDon 1170 Swather and hundreds of more items. You can view all of these auctions and many more auctions at Piper's.com or call Piper's 877-700-4099.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal advisory committee Tuesday voted 17-0 to authorize use of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine in children ages 5 to 11, putting a higher burden on the vaccine to prove safe and effective to justify its risk. The vaccine would be given to children ages 5 to 11 in two shots administered 3 weeks apart. The Federal Communications Commission voted to revoke authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary to operate in the United States. China Telecom has provided services to the United States for nearly 20 years, but as of Tuesday must discontinue within 60 days, according to the FCC. It should be noted, in May of 2019, the FCC voted unanimously to deny China Mobile, also a Chinese state-owned company, the right to provide U.S. services. Game 1 of the World Series is in the books as the Atlanta Braves defeated the Houston Astros 6-2 Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With cookies, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Today, 2 fresh baked cookies. You buy 2 of them, you get 1 free. My kind of math. Buy 2, get 1 free.
I love that they throw the 2 cookies in on the 4 for $4, which is one of my favorite deals.
There you go.
Yep.
Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 2 of those homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink.
$4 every day, all day.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Plus the, today, fresh baked cookies. Buy 2, get 1 free. What are we talking about? PetroServe USA. That's what we're talking about. Chicken fettuccine in Glendon, lasagna MP Avenue, Swedish meatballs, West Main, West Fargo. And not one but 2 of those choices, Swedish meatballs or lasagna, Valley City. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Rich Wardner is the Senate Majority Leader for the great state of North Dakota. He's here to tell us a little bit about what to expect out of the upcoming special session. Mr. Leader, nice to have you back. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing real well. Thank you.
Glad to have you back on the program. So I'm curious kind of, first of all, on the logistics of this, because the governor's not calling you back. You're calling yourselves back. So that means you have a very limited time to do a lot in this special session, right?
Well, that's correct. And it isn't completely decided. He still may call us into a special session, which would make it a little simpler for us. But right now, we're progressing as if it's going to be a reconvened session by the legislature.
Okay. Why would he not call you back in to be able to do this? He's proposed a budget, right? So he's got some work he wants you to do. The legislature is considering that, I assume, and as well looking at all the different priorities there. What is the reasoning of the governor for not calling officially the legislature back into session to do this work?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask him. But on the other hand, we are visiting and we are working to try to get that taken care of. If we possibly can, we definitely would like a special session because it takes care of some issues for us. However, people are wondering, how will you handle a reconvened session with only 4 days? Well, the first thing we would do, Scott, is we would gavel in, take care of business, and committees would go to work. We wouldn't gavel in the next day. We would have committees working. That doesn't count as a legislative day unless we gavel in. So there's going to be work going on, but it will not be an official day. So we might have committee work going for 2 days. But keep in mind, the next time we gavel in, let's say we gavel in then on the fourth day, all the bills that are in the session have to be up on the House floor or the Senate floor together and be acted on that day. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do it. So then after the first round of bringing the bills to the floor, then they would go back. Some of them would go back to committee, especially the appropriation bills on the ARPA money. And the other side, the House would look at the Senate one, and the Senate would look at the House one. And then we would, when we're ready, we would bring them all up on the third day that we gavel in, which might be 2 or 3 days later. And then we would be done. We can do it in 3 days if everything works out. But we do have 4, so we would have a fallback day, and we're looking at that in case there would be a veto or something that we could call ourselves back in for that. So it's got to be scripted.
Got it. So that's the logistics part of this and how you'd make it work either way, whether you're officially called in, backed by the governor to have the time to do it, or whether you use the remaining days you have. What is your goal with this special session? What do you want to accomplish as the Senate Majority Leader?
Well, as a Senate Majority Leader, first of all, we want to get the state redistricted so we can get moving on the next 10 years as far as new districts and things of that nature. The other thing is we've got some technical bills, housekeeping, that need to be taken care of. There will also be some social freedom bills that will be brought in. For example, a vax mandate. We need to get that taken care of. And, I don't know, there might be critical race theory. There'll be a bill, I'm sure, on that. We'll take care of those. That would be number 3. And then number 4, we want to get some of that ARPA money out working in the communities. I mean, we've gotten all kinds of ideas. Leave it until the next session. Send it all back to the people. But we still have a state to run, and we do have some needs out there that are legitimate, not wants, but needs, and we try to take care of those. And we're working on that right now. But, Scott, I would like to say, when we call ourselves back in, here are a couple of things that concern us. If we don't get a two-thirds vote on the redistricting or any bill in that reconvened session, they don't go into effect until 90 days after we sine die and adjourn. That is a concern. And if that happens, there's a lot of questions about when do the districts reorganize. Well, I guess I feel they know in 90 days they're going to have the new district. They should go ahead and organize, even though it isn't official. And that's for all the bills. The appropriation bills, they do not go into effect unless they pass by two-thirds majority in both the House and the Senate, do not go into effect until 90 days after. A special session, they go into effect immediately. So those are some concerns we have.
Interesting. On the federal dollars from COVID and how to spend that, are there any deadlines there that you had to designate the money by a certain time or you don't get it?
Well, it is, and there's plenty of time. It could go to the next session, no question about it. 24, it has to be appropriated by 2024, and it has to be spent by 2026. And so there is time. There is no question. Those that say, well, leave it lay until the next session, they have a legitimate argument. However, there are some things out there that need to be taken care of sooner than later. And also, if you've been around, you see what's happening. Inflation is really starting to take hold in our economy. And the longer you wait to put this money to work, the less value it's going to have.
Interesting point. Makes sense. You mentioned sort of the range of ideas that are out there. One of them, you know, being significant tax relief with it. It is obviously taxpayer money. What are your priorities with these dollars? What do you want to have happen with them?
Well, first, the big thing is that people take a look at it and they say, well, this was COVID money. We shouldn't. We're looking at helping do gap funding for a gas line, a natural gas line, from western North Dakota to the eastern part of the state, to Grand Forks and then down to Fargo. Now, people might say, well, that's corporate welfare. Well, I'm going to tell you what, we have gas in the western part of the state. We can't get rid of it. This will help us to utilize it in other parts of the state. It's going to change the state. First of all, oil development will continue because the gas to oil ratio keeps going up. And so we've got lots of gas. And over in the eastern part of the state, they're crying for natural gas, a cheaper source of fuel. And so we think that that is going to help the state in the future and continue to keep oil production going, which, as you know, is important to the state funding and which keeps our taxes down.
Yeah, and there is a scenario, obviously, if you're not capturing enough of the natural gas, you have to shut down the oil production. So that's a monetary, that's a monetary concern. That's less dollars for the state of North Dakota. This is infrastructure. It's another tenet of the ARPA dollars. And I would also say, isn't it a crime when you think about the amount of natural gas available in western North Dakota and the natural gas to Fargo, for instance, comes from Canada? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you're right. And well, you just mentioned shutting down. There are some companies that are looking at shutting in some wells until things change. So until they can get rid of the gas. And there's another project out there in western North Dakota, the Cerulean, that will use some gas. And there's some other projects where we're looking at it. So the state is actively looking for ways to utilize the gas, so we do not have to flare it, so we do not get in trouble with the federal government and the EPA, and we're not wasting it. We don't want to waste it. We want to use it. And believe me, the people in the East have been saying, why can't we get some of that natural gas in our part of the country?
Governor Burgum put a proposal forward that included some tax relief. We've heard from other legislators about tax relief as well. In fact, the governor even started a petition asking people to sign and ask the legislature to help with income tax relief as a part of that proposal. What do you think of the governor's proposal on tax relief related to the ARPA funds?
Well, it didn't come out of the ARPA funds. It had nothing to do with the ARPA funds. It came out of the general fund ending fund balance. Now, I would like to make a comment, and I get hit up that Wardner is for no tax relief, and we've got a bulging, not just a large ending fund balance. I would like to make sure we get the record straight. Number one, when we finished the year, the last biennium on June 30th, there was $1.1 billion laying in the account, the general fund account, but we had committed $710 million to this coming biennium for spending. So we really didn't have $1 billion in general fund. Now, why did we have to use $710 million? Because the oil revenue was down. And we were lucky that the legacy fund kicked in and we got record earnings off of that thing. That's why we had that kind of money. But $710 of it was spent. Now, going forward, things are going pretty well now. But I want to remind people that we still have not completely recovered and we're not at the end of the biennium. You remember last biennium? Things were really rolling. In February, we had record ending fund balance of $153 million. Oil prices were up. Boom, a month later, oil was way down. So we're not ready to give tax credits at this time. Later on, next year? Yeah, probably.
Got it. All right. More with Rich Ward, the Senate Majority Leader. We're going to talk about some of the ideas that are out there on critical race theory, vax mandates, and a Texas-like abortion law when we come back.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month. It's back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1. The Giant Sunflower Seeds, $1.39. Assorted T-shirts, only $9.99. And Firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime. Veterans, active duty, guard, and reserve police, EMS, firefighters. You are invited to a complimentary turkey dinner with all the trimmings. It's at the Bismarck Elks, November 11th. You do need tickets. They are free. Stop by Quality Inn, Action Movers, Valley Sport and Marine, First International Bank and Trust, Northwest Contracting, or Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac on the Strip. Show your proof of service, pick that ticket up, and you and a guest will join us on November 11th. More info at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back with Rich Warden, our Senate Majority Leader on the program. Marie in Bismarck has a question here. We'll get her. Your questions always come first here, folks. Marie, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind. Marie, are you there? We're not hearing Marie, so Daniel, I'll give that one back to you for right now. You tell me if she's there. Clint Bismarck had a question on the legacy fund. Clint, your question on the legacy fund for Rich Warden? I don't know what's going on with the phone.
Wow, it's that kind of day, huh?
We'll give them both back to you, Daniel. Rich, you mentioned earlier some things that would be part of the agenda you anticipate for the legislative session. One of them you mentioned was vax mandates. Some states have said, look, you can't do this. Federal government, you cannot mandate employees with 100 or more, rather employers with 100 or more employees. You must, you shall, you will require vaccination mandates. There's also a provision for anybody that has a federal contract, same thing. They're coming out right now. You anticipate that North Dakota will follow suit on that front?
Several bills that have been introduced. I know we're going to have something that's going to allow people to work without leaving their jobs because it's mandated. The biggest thing that I need to tell people is that if the federal government comes in and tries to enforce this, we're going to need our attorney general to defend us. Doesn't matter how many laws we pass, you find that the federal government will preempt what we do. But we're going to be doing something. We're going to be passing something. I'm not sure what's all in all the bills, but there's definitely where the mandates are taken away. Yes.
Any indication that the Attorney General Wayne Stinson would not be in a position to defend those?
He's ready to go. He told me he's ready to go when it happens. And he has to wait until they try to come and enforce it, and they haven't at this point. So right now, the federal government is all talk and no show as far as our state. But we're watching, keeping an eye on it.
Well, they are a no-show. They are obviously scaring people into doing this, which is why, a number of other states have gone about having a very clear, indication that it will be fought here, Arizona being the latest. Their attorney general put forward a effort on vax mandates. Actually, I asked the attorney general about that because we had a lot of people ask us. He'd come on, and it sounded like there were meetings happening with other AG colleagues about that, and they're putting a strategy together, so we anticipate hearing from him soon. They're also, because of Texas and a number of other states that had some now nation-leading efforts on the line that is drawn on the life of a child when after conception with a heartbeat. Do you anticipate any additional pro-life legislation in the special session, Rich?
No, not in the special, but in the regular session coming up, I definitely do. But right now, we just don't have enough time to put the time in to a bill like that. And North Dakota has some pretty good stuff on the books right now. Now, remember, it wasn't that long ago, I believe about three sessions ago, where we passed, mandating anti-abortion bills. And, of course, a lot of them have been taken to court. Some of them have been found unconstitutional, but we still have some of them laying on the books. So we're not in a position where we have to at this time. And the special session would not allow us the time we need to get a bill together.
Got it. You mentioned also a critical race theory. We were talking earlier with the State School Board Association about efforts with the U.S. Attorney General, providing a chilling letter on that in coordination with the National School Board Association. So obviously, critical race theory remains a concern of parents everywhere, including right here in North Dakota. You mentioned that will come up in the special session. What kind of a bill do you anticipate will happen?
Well, my anticipation is that there will be a bill that says we are not going to be teaching critical race theory in our schools in North Dakota. To the best of my knowledge, I don't think it's happened, but we're kind of getting ahead of the game there and making sure that it doesn't happen. But you got to remember, it's against the law to rob banks, but people still rob banks. And so it's still up to the parents and the local school districts to make sure that this doesn't happen.
And they're not afraid to call it something else either, as we've pointed out, diversity, equity, inclusion, all kinds of different ways to mask the exact same thing. So I hope you'll creatively write that just to send the right message.
Well, and that's right. And that's why parents have got to be involved in their child's education.
We will look forward to the session and appreciate the overview today. Rich, thanks a bunch.
Well, thank you. Take care.
Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner for an update there. You know everything you need to know about what's coming other than how exactly it'll play out, but certainly a good overview there for sure. All right, friends, out of time for today. We'll do it again all over tomorrow. Congressman Kelly Armstrong joins us to start the show tomorrow, so get your questions ready for him. We're brought to you today by our friends at Advanced Business Methods, by the way, an employee-owned company right here. Your money stays in the community. And don't forget, today's printers, they're high-end computers. All kinds of print management software. You want the firewalls, you want the pros. So go online to find out more, abmnow.com. abmnow.com, Advanced Business Methods. God bless. Bye-bye.
Big development this week. Sean Spicer's new book is out. It's called Radical Nation. It blows the lid off Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's real plan for America. Spicer's Radical Nation reveals the shocking truth about the border crisis and their dangerous plan causing inflation to soar. Everyone is at risk by this new socialism. As White House Press Secretary Sean learned how Washington really works, now he tells the insider secrets in Radical Nation. Tonight, watch Sean on Newsmax Spicer & Company as he exposes Biden's Radical Nation. Get your copy of Radical Nation at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. And tune into Spicer & Company at 5 p.m. Central on Newsmax on all major cable channels. Check your guide. Or find Newsmax on most streaming platforms and smart TVs. Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. Sean Spicer's Radical Nation. Get it today.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.